From Capital Broadcasting Company and WRAL.com, this is The Wrap at NC Capital.
Good evening. Welcome to the Monday edition of The Wrap. I'm Laura Leslie, WRAL Capital Bureau Chief. Just a quick update for you tonight. The Senate, of course, unveiled its budget package as we were expecting them to do today. Now, important to note that we still haven't been able to lay hands on the actual document so that we can't really see what all the details are. We can only go by what they've told us, but they were kind enough to do a briefing this morning before the press conference this afternoon, so we did get a chance to see some of this stuff a little earlier and ask some questions about it. Here's what we know. Despite the fact that we just got news last week that there's an extra $1.9 billion on the surplus, which now brings the surplus to nearly $7 billion, it is the largest, in fact, in state history. That number is not reflected in the spending total that the Republicans, Senate Republicans, came out with today. They and the House had agreed to 25.7, and $25.7 billion is what's in the package. Interesting to note that you remember that they had that big tax cut package a couple of weeks ago? They talked about cutting the state income tax, cutting the corporate tax, and raising the standard deduction. That package is still in the budget now. But the tax cut has actually been increased as a response, I think, to that budget surplus. So the tax cut would now take it down from 5.25% to 3.99% over the next 5 years. So a substantially larger budget cut that's going to leave a substantially larger hole in the budget, of course, after a few years. But they say that they've talked to the folks in fiscal research, and they say that the state's bringing in enough revenue that they can handle this kind of tax cut. Senate Leader Phil Berger today repeating a phrase that he likes to use, that if you've got a surplus, you're not spending too little, you're taxing too much. And so he wants to go ahead and send some of that on back to the taxpayers. However, we were a little surprised to see the proposal for raises. I mean, you know, given the amount of money flowing around in the state economy right now, it was a little surprising to see that the Senate was only proposing a 1.5% raise per year for the next 2 years for both teachers and state employees. It's a pretty low number when you look back over the last 10 years or so. I mean, as long as you're not outside of a recession, I should say, that's about as low as I've seen it. However, they are planning to use federal relief funds to give them bonuses. So the idea would be that teachers and state employees who make less than $75,000 would get a $1,500 bonus, and teachers and state employees who make more than $75,000 would get a $1,000 bonus. And teachers would get an additional $300 bonus, and that's money that was already set aside last year for performance bonuses. You know, they do get extra money depending on how their schools do in terms of school performance. But grades, standardized testing is used to sort of come up with those assessments, and that kind of got thrown off last year because of COVID, so they weren't really able to do the performance grading and the performance bonuses last year. So instead of that, they've simply said all the teachers are going to get a $300 bonus. And I think the principals are getting about $1,800, and that's how that's all working out. So stated retirees, there's nothing for them in this. There's not a bonus. There's not an increase in cost of living. There's nothing. We haven't heard a whole lot from anybody yet since this just was made public at 2 o'clock. We have heard back from NCAE. They called it pitiful. Governor Cooper also today releasing a statement that made it pretty clear he does not really intend to sign this. But Senate Leader Berger today in the press conference, said he knows this is not going to be the final version of the budget. And of course it's not. This is one step. The governor released his budget in March. That was step one. This is step number two. The first chamber this year is the Senate, and this is their budget. They're going to pass it this week. It's going to be in committee Tuesday and Wednesday and on the floor Thursday and Friday for votes. And then it goes to the House, which probably has some very different ideas about what they'd like to see done with the money. After that, they've got to come to an agreement, and then they've got to try to get something that Governor Cooper will sign, because if they don't, then he can just veto it, and we'll be right back in the boat we were in 2019. If you remember, we have not actually seen a budget enacted since 2018. That was back when the Democrats did not have the ability to sustain a veto. They had not yet picked up that margin that they needed. So since then, we've seen many budgets, but not a big one. So it's difficult to say at this point what this bodes that we saw today, what that bodes for this process. But I'm thinking it probably doesn't bode real well for a quick resolution anytime soon. Senator Berger pretty steadfast in saying they don't want to go over the 3% in 2 years for raises. So we'll have to wait and see how that plays out. That bill's going to be in Appropriations Committee meeting tomorrow morning. And you can hear probably a whole lot more about it from the staff explaining it. And we will, of course, also be listening in to see what they have to say, and we'll let you know tomorrow night here on The Wrap.
This podcast is a production of WRAL.com, part of the Capital Broadcasting Podcast Network. If you like the show, we'd appreciate you giving us a review and sharing it with your friends. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts or your favorite listening app.